This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Let's pick up on what Scott Tong started us off with a couple of minutes ago, the state of play post-election with a relief package, and what's going to happen or not in this economy because of it. 750,000 people lost their jobs 2 weeks ago. We will get an update on first-time unemployment claims tomorrow. And as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, a lot of those people who are out of work have similar stories to tell about dealing with long delays and trouble even getting benefits, about juggling work with homeschooling kids, all of that mixed in with plenty of financial struggles. Here's Mitchell.
Daniela Knight of Fairfax, Virginia, ticks off pretty much all of those issues, grappling with work and unemployment.
Is it okay if we have some child noises in the background? It's okay, yes. Constantly all day long.
That's Knight's 3-year-old. She's also got a 5 and a 9-year-old.
No one's at school. Everyone is home.
When we spoke back in the summer, Knight was juggling 2 jobs, which she did at night to make ends meet. But she couldn't keep it up with homeschooling. Now she says she's
going through the stages of grief in a way. I've been depressed, mourning life before. I have quit one of my jobs because obviously it was impossible.
Knight's husband just started a new job at a government agency after several months out of work.
So that at least was a big relief, but we still have not seen any money from his unemployment benefits for the 2+ months that he was not employed.
They're expecting more than $5,000. Knight says the Virginia Employment Commission is still reviewing the claim.
We're trying as best as we can to keep up with bills.
Jobless benefits started coming in the spring for Ann Zebley of Kansas City, Missouri, when she closed her one-woman bakery in the first wave of COVID shutdowns. Like everyone on unemployment back then, she got an extra $600 a week in federal pandemic assistance.
That helped a little bit. That helped me pay my rent, basically, and keep electricity on.
In the summer, she reopened the bakery, first for a few hours, then a few days a week. But then she got COVID.
It's been rough, for sure. I have had the long-haul COVID stuff going on.
When she started feeling better, she reopened the bakery, which is just barely breaking even. And she dropped off unemployment. She says after the $600 a week federal payments expired in July,
my state benefit would have been $120. So instead, I just pushed and went back to work. I probably should not have done that. I was not contagious. I wasn't, putting anybody else at risk, but I wasn't ready.
Fear of illness has kept some people on the unemployment rolls for the long haul. Mark Smith is in his late 40s. He worked as a janitor in a factory in Portland, Oregon for 25 years until it closed when the pandemic hit. Then he went on unemployment. He could look for another job, but he's decided not to.
I'm basically choosing, as long as the pandemic and the emergency is still going on, to be at least one less vector of possible contagion.
He has a roommate who works in healthcare and an elderly relative living with them. Smith's been getting about $300 a week on unemployment. At the beginning of October, he ran out of his 26 weeks of state benefits and applied for the 13-week federal extension.
I'm hoping, doing fingers crossed.
It's been 4 weeks. So far, he hasn't gotten any money. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.